Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the podcast. Today is a very exciting day. It's Rosh Chodesh Nisan. The month of Pesach is coming soon. Today really is the beginning of the year. It's a month of happiness. It's a month of no kapara. And there's so much to talk about today. First of all, I want to make a special announcement. And today embarks the beginning of a new series I'm starting called 100 Days of Minyanim. I know it's very hard for people to go to Minyan in the morning. So every day I'm challenging myself not only to go to Minyan, but to also make a video every single morning. Whether it be interview someone or I'll do myself a little thing with my tefillin on. And hopefully this will inspire people to go to Minyanim every single day, or at least to try. And I'm excited to see where I end up in day 100. So, I mean, obviously it's going to be holidays and stuff, so we're going to figure it out how to make it work. But, also Shavuot's coming up. But Bezat Hashem, whenever I can use my phone, I'm making content. So today is the beginning of Rosh Chodesh Nisan. But it's not just the beginning of Rosh Chodesh Nisan. I know we talked about previously on the podcast that we're supposed to have a renewal mindset every single day. What that means is that it's not... Obviously, Hashem recreates the world every single day, but it's a lot easier to have that fresh feeling and to have that fresh, like today is a new day for me on Rosh Chodesh Nisan. It's the only day of the year where it's the beginning of a month where you have like this massive obligation to be happy. The same thing with Adar, obviously a massive obligation to be happy. But so too Nisan, it has so much goodness in this month. It has Pesach Rishon, Pesach Sheni, a bunch of other things in the beginning and in the end. It's a month, it's the only month of the year where you say no kapara. You say like no sichot, basically, like no ana, etc. And it's a very, very exciting time. It's a lot easier to wake up this morning and to say, today I'm going to make a difference than it would be on a regular Monday during the year. Because mentally, it's like Rosh Chodesh Nisan. So what does that mean? That means that if you've had bad habits, if you've been in unhealthy relationships, if you've been hanging out with the wrong people, going to the wrong places, today you have a special power to say, I'm done. No more. I'm breaking up with that unhealthy girlfriend or boyfriend. I'm not going to those unhealthy environments anymore. I'm not making those bad decisions for myself anymore. I'm going to stop with the sin of wasting seed. If I'm a woman, I'm going to work on my modesty. Today is a very powerful day to say enough is enough. No longer am I going to give in to myself. Today, I'm making a difference. Today, I'm going to have discipline. I'm going to get up in the morning. I'm going to go to pray minyan. I'm going to start to make brachot. I'm going to start to keep Shabbat. I'm going to start to spend less time on my phone and more time reconnecting with the people around me. This generation became so connected to the telephone. It's crazy how we can be sitting in a room with people or even in dinner on a date and we can be on our phones and not be connecting to the people in front of us. In a time where, in a generation and in a time where we desperately need connection with other people around us, we are choosing to connect to the phone in front of us instead of the people around us. So today is a day where you can say enough is enough. I'm starting that new diet. I'm taking that leap of faith. I'm opening that new business. Whatever you truly desire in the depths of your heart, today is the day to say, I'm going to do it. So I want you to leave this podcast saying that I'm going to make a difference today. I want to inspire you to take action. Not just to listen and to get inspired and to do nothing with it, but no, seriously. If you've been watching pornography and having a serious unhealthy habit with that, today's the time to say no. Because when we infuse and use our emunah and bitachon and Hashem and we make a right decision for ourselves, we're raising our consciousness. And when you raise your consciousness, you're giving yourself the ability to make better decisions for yourself. And I heard a very interesting point that in order for you to face the problem, you have to raise your consciousness to the problem. Because when you bring it to faith, when you upgrade to faith, it becomes a whole different problem. It's not even sometimes that the problem is so bad. You know, the problem that you could be facing in your life, it could be like, okay, like, you know, you have a difficulty with this or with that, but it's sometimes it's not that the problem is so bad. It's that we make the problem so bad and we run away from the problem, and we sometimes think that we can't even deal with the problem. But when you change how you deal with the problem, then it makes the it minimizes the bigness of the problem. For example, let's say someone has a hard time dealing with, let's say, their parents. I don't know, random problem. Like, let's say, I'm sure we all have not, like, imperfect relationships with our parents. Let's say someone has a hard time dealing with it. So you say, you know what? Maybe my parents are not the problem. Maybe I'm the problem. Maybe I can go to a rabbi to fix it. Maybe I can have the advice of a rabbi guide me in my life in order that I can fix my relationship with my parents or the people around me. If you're having a Shalom Bayit problem, go to a rabbi. A rabbi is the number one person that can help you with your problems. I'm not talking about money-hungry rabbis. I'm talking about a rabbi that stands for the truth, a rabbi of the Emet. And you might ask, why do I need a rabbi? You need a rabbi because a rabbi learns Torah all day and he has the ability to give you advice that no one else can give you. Obviously, I can give you advice, or like another spiritual person can give you advice, but our advice is based off of our experience. We can't take the kavod away from the rabbis. My advice is based off my experience. It's based off what I know. I can help you, of course. I can teach you something. But a rabbi is someone that dedicates and sacrifices his life to the Torah. And the more that you sacrifice your life for the Torah, to the extent that you go for Hashem, is to the extent that He will go for you and for your own sense of wisdom. I know that Pesach is coming up soon. It's a very exciting time. It's important to know that if you're going on vacation in Pesach, do not forget who you are when you go on vacation. Don't forget who you are. Many people, they go to Florida, they go to Cancun, they go to like all these different types of tropical places. I myself happen to be going to Tampa, or Costa Rica. If you see me there, say what's up. It's important to know that, you know, you're going on vacation, but don't forget that you're a Jew. You know, if there's a lot of immodesty where you are, and like, okay, you're stuck, you have to go. Don't go to like the immodest places. The purpose of a vacation from a Jewish, you know, hashkafic perspective is to go and to recharge yourself, to learn more Torah. The purpose of anything in life, by the way, you should know, is to recharge yourself, to learn more Torah. So if you're doing something that is not conducive to that, then it's probably not a good thing to do. But you know, if you're already going on a vacation with your family and you're kind of stuck, you know, I get it. But don't go to where all the immodest girls are. Try to get your friends and say, hey, let's learn something, or let's go play a sport, or let's go, I don't know, somewhere one day. Because, you know, it's really a shame to be working on yourself the whole year and then to come to a vacation and then to just completely collapse and to lose everything. It's not worth it. And it completely goes against everything that you believe in. So if you're going on a vacation, be careful of that. And you have to remember, you can't fall into peer pressure. You can't fall into, oh my God, what are they going to say if I want to do something new? You have to be a strong personality. You have to be a strong person, and you have to believe in what you believe in. You can't go now and say, oh, just because, you know, someone might look at me a certain way, then I'm not going to do it. And I know that it's a very common threshold nowadays for people to kind of fall into, like, oh my God, since they're going to say something about me, then I have to go and act a certain way that I'm not accustomed to acting or comfortable with acting in order to appease the people around me. That's a very big mistake. The Shah Bitachon says the people that look to appease people, they're not going to have any sort of help from Hashem. You can't look to appease people. The only thing you have to appease is your Creator. Appease Hashem. That's the whole goal. You have to look to Hashem and to say, Hashem, I want to do what you want for me. I want to do what's right, and I want to grow. And I don't. Even though the people's opinions are very strong and very domineering around me, I'm still going to stay true to what I believe in, and that's you. And no matter where I go, I take that with me. It's very important to remember that. Going back to the beginning point of the podcast, you have to recognize one thing. Hashem is recreating the world every single second. And that's why I mentioned it's hard to kind of feel that on a day-to-day basis. But that's why today in Rosh Chodesh Nisan, it's such an important day to say, enough with the past, enough with everything. Today I'm choosing to put my faith and my trust from now on in my Creator. matter what happens to me in my life, I know that Hashem is going to take care of me. I know that everything's going to be okay. Hashem is going to send me the right shidduch. And if, even if I have to go on a couple dates in order to meet that shidduch, it's okay. You know, many times I'll go out with a girl and it won't be the right thing for me. It's happened to me in the past where I went out with someone and like it wasn't the right thing. But you still have to be respectful. You still have to open doors to say to act with manners, to represent yourself, because at the end of the day you're going out with someone's daughter and someone's daughter entrusted you to go out with them. But even though it's a little frustrating sometimes that you're not meeting the right one, you know, you have to just keep going with that attitude of I'm still going to keep trying, I'm still going to keep going, I'm not going to give up. And it's the same thing with everything else in life. If you opened up a business and you failed, you have to keep trying. Opening up a business and failing, it's part of the game. Failing is a part of the game. The problem is that our emotions get so caught up with everything that we're experiencing. It's not that you failed, it's that you tried something that did not succeed. So what do you do after you try something that didn't succeed? You try again. You have to learn almost objectively with your mind. You can't let emotions get into it. You know, for example, let's say you make a sale. You buy something, you resell it, you don't make so much profit. So now you know that I can't do that next time. It doesn't mean that you're a failure. It doesn't mean that you're going to lose everything. It just means that you made a mistake. It's okay to make a mistake. Now you pick yourself up and you keep going. That's life. And that's why today is the most important day to instill that into your belief system. That it's okay to make mistakes. But there has to come a point in time where we say enough is enough. It's time to retap to myself and to retap into my inner self, which is a spiritual greatness, a capacity that can do anything in this world. When I tell you that you have the ability to do anything, I mean it. Getting up in the morning and going to shul is the smallest of things. You have the it's not the smallest of things, it's the biggest of things, but I'm saying you have the ability to do that and you have the ability to do so much more. So we can't limit ourselves by saying, oh, just because I made so many mistakes in my past means I'm not good enough to make good decisions in my future. It's not true. The reason why Hashem wakes you up every single day is because he loves you and he believes in you and he knows that you have the ability to be better than how you're acting. Sometimes we make decisions that represent ourselves in a lot less of a smarter way than how we're acting. And what that means is that we have so much wisdom to us, that we have so much intellect, but we don't act that way. We act the complete opposite. And that's the problem. The problem is that we know what's right. 9 times out of 10, you don't need to ask someone for advice. 9 times out of 10, you just need someone to listen to you and to help you in order to pick yourself back up. Because like the Lubavitcher Rebbe would teach, sometimes what a person needs is not an intelligent mind that speaks wise advice. Sometimes what a person needs is a special heart that will listen to them in a time when they need it the most. And that's the whole trick of life. We all want that love, we all want that caring, we all want that etc., etc. But we need to learn how to love ourselves. Because if you want to get into a healthy, happy relationship, you have to go into it content. You have to go into it knowing how to love yourself. And that's why today it has to stop. Today it has to stop where we make bad decisions. Today it has to stop where we open up Snapchat and send all these improper things to each other and meet up with each other and do God knows what. I know what goes on in Brooklyn. I know exactly what goes on in Brooklyn. And that's just the reality of the situation. Enough with the Snapchat and thinking that it's okay. Enough with the going to the wrong places on Saturday night. Like literally you can literally have a guy who's going to scream at you in a pizza store and you're going to choose to go to a club. Like, wouldn't you want to go get inspiration and get the best kosher pizza that ever existed? Like, isn't that a better alternative for you? But instead you want to go, oh, okay, I'm going to go to a club and do the nonsense. Like, come on, you know, you want to get married. Enough with the shtuyot. You wanna make money. You wanna have blessing in your life. You wanna have good things happen to you. Enough with the shtuyot. I told you guys, life is all an attracting game. If you want something, you have to attract it. If you wanna have good come to you, then you have to be good. Hashem is not limited to send you your panasa. Hashem is not limited to send you your zivug. Hashem is not limited to anything for that matter. There was once the story of a guy that said, I'm going to lock myself in my room and Hashem is going to send me my zivug right to my doorstep. But you know the difference between us and him was is that he actually believed in that. He actually believed in that. He locks himself in his room, and for 3 years, he learned Torah day and night. Until finally, he got a knock on his door. Opened the door, a beautiful religious girl was there. And he said, sorry, can I help you? And she said, yeah, I'm looking for so-and-so. And he said, oh, they're across the hall. And right before she leaves, he tells her, oh, by the way, I locked myself in this room for the past 3 years. And I told myself the first person that's going to knock on my door is going to be my soulmate. Or something like that. Like he said, you're the first person that's knocking on my door in 3 years. And I told myself I'm going to lock myself in this room and Hashem has to send me my soulmate to my doorstep. And she was so like flabbergasted by what he said that she went to go ask around, who's that guy like living there? And they said, yeah, he's really a religious guy and he has like a lot of emunah and like a very big Tamid Chacham, you know? And she ended up being, she wanted to go out with him. She was interested. Long story short, they got married and had a family. Now, I know that it's a crazy story. I don't know what we can all take from it in our own lives. But one thing that I can tell you for sure is that according to your hishtadlut, according to your emunah is your hishtadlut. According to your faith in Hashem and Hashem's ability and power and what he could do for you is according to the amount of effort you have to put in. We sort of got in this generation in a bit of like a stingy mindset. Like, oh, Hashem is cheap. Hashem doesn't want to help me. Because if Hashem would want to help me, then he would give it to me already. I wouldn't have to try so hard. It's the complete opposite. Hashem is not cheap. Hashem is big and abundant. The only thing that Hashem wants is you to have trust and faith in him. Hashem wants you to trust and to have faith in his ability to deliver. Because Hashem has the power. Like Hashem is the God of the world. He can change anything for you in a matter of seconds. He just wants you to reach out and to ask for help and to say, please help me. That's all Hashem wants. Reach out and ask him for help. And he's going to help you 100%. Hashem is not limited to what we're limited to. Hashem is the God of the universe. And that's why all over the Torah we see we have to become the vessel to receive. We have to attract our soulmate by becoming our soulmate. We have to, you know, make money by becoming a proper vessel to receive the wealth. Hashem's not going to make you rich if it's going to be bad for you. But if, you know, I once read something phenomenal in Shaar HaBitachon, and I'll leave you guys with this. Shaar HaBitachon, for those of you who aren't studying it, you should be studying it. It's the most important book of your life. But it basically goes down into like different criterias and different levels of a person's emunah. And one thing that really struck me is that Hashem will test the person, you know, with the lavishes of this world, you could say, or like the desires of this world. And if a person passes all the tests that Hashem will put him through, then Hashem will be able to give him infinite blessing without having to work for it. Whoa, what does that mean? It means that if you pass your desire for intimate relations with a girl, and if you pass your desire for, let's say, I don't know, gambling, smoking, eating unhealthy, like all these desires that people have and they use their money to buy it. Because the whole purpose of Hishtadlut is Hashem is testing you to see, are you on my team or not? Whose team are you playing for? So if a person gets to such a high level in his emunah bitachon, and he also passes the test that he's supposed to pass, then he's showing Hashem, I'm on your team. So Hashem will go out of his way to give you your money without having to work for it. Because you now showed Hashem that even without money, let's say, or even without success, or even with having to work really hard, I still didn't do the wrong things. So now Hashem tested you and you passed. So since Hashem tested you and you passed, now Hashem is able to give you everything. Because he knows that you're not going to use it in the bad way. And it goes even farther. Now after Hashem gives you money, Hashem's going to see, okay, now what's he going to do with it? Now he didn't have money, so now he does have money. So what's he going to do? If you continue going in the path of Hashem, then Hashem is going to give you more and more and more without having to work for it now. Because now you show Hashem that without money I was on your side. With money I was on your side. So now Hashem has no reason to test you. Now you basically get to like the highest level of human achievement, which is like, I'm a soldier of God and I represent Him wherever I go. I tuck in the chair, I tuck in my shirt, I put away the books, I respect the people around, like, etc., etc., etc. You become like a master of a human being. And when you do that, that's when Hashem can bless you and give you worlds upon worlds in this world and the next. And it's a very, very beautiful thing to be able to attain. And B'zat Hashem, we should all be able to attain that level one day. Remember, guys, enough is enough. Open your phone, delete who doesn't need to be there right now, and block whatever needs to be blocked. And start today a new day. Say tomorrow I'm going to take upon myself some... not tomorrow. Today I'm going to take upon myself something new. And B'zat Hashem, we should only go into Pesach with this energy of renewal. And the same way we're going to renew our lives, Hashem's going to renew our lives too. And He's going to give us new things. And we're going to be able to grow and get everything that's meant to come to us. B'zat Hashem. Amen. Thank you so much for listening to the podcast.